I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, President Barack Obama receives the Nobel Peace Prize today against the backdrop of ongoing skepticism from some in his own country that he didn't deserve it. Did he answer the critics? We'll talk more about the prize and hear excerpts from the president's speech in a few minutes. But first, a developing story we're following. Five men who have been described as Muslim men from Northern Virginia were detained in Pakistan. They are being questioned about possible ties to militant groups. The families of those arrested reported them missing last week. And after seeing a video left behind by one of the men, the relatives contacted the Council on American Islamic Relations, and the council then placed the families in contact with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We're joined now to talk more about this by Imam Jahari Abdul Malik. He is the director of outreach at the Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center in Falls Church, Virginia. Thank you so much for joining us.
Will do, Michelle. I want to remind you that I'm also the former Muslim chaplain at Howard, which is kind of how myself and the Council of Muslim Organizations got involved.
I was gonna mention that, and I wanted to ask if you know, do you know any of these young men and their families? One of the men identified has been identified as a dental student at
Howard's Dental School. I don't know him personally. I've been at events on the campus as recently as this Ramadan. He's active in the MSA. He was clearly there. From the photos that I've seen,
the MSA being the Muslim Student Association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actively involved. It is a real shock to his classmates. I mean, the university was besieged by media asking students questions. It's exam time, and all of them are saying, "How could this happen?"
What is it, do you know, that caused the family such concern that they felt that they had to reach out to the authorities and to groups like CARE?
Well, you know, first, Michelle, I think in this tragedy, we've got something that I think is a victory. A family in a post 9/11 reality, concerned about their children, families that know each other beyond ethnic lines. They're from different ethnic backgrounds. They have college age kids that they know where they are. When I was 22 years old as a student at Howard, my mother didn't know where I was over the weekend. These parents said, wait a minute, Sunday, we haven't heard from our children. They started calling one another. They put two and two together that something's not right. We just feel it's not right. They reached out to the mosque leadership. The mosque leadership said, you're right. There was no activity going on for students in Maryland that weekend. They said something is not right. They in turn said, let's call CARE because we're just getting a bad feeling. And I think sometimes you got to go with your feeling and immediately found some of the personal effects, shared with the FBI, that we found this USB with the lawyer, with the FBI, with the leadership, saw a video that looks as, I didn't see it, that looks like the typical jihadist posting to promote fighting against America, fighting against foreign invaders, freeing the Muslim lands.
So the families didn't know they were in Pakistan?
No. They didn't know where they were.
So I think what you're trying to point out is that the relationships are working.
They are working.
Relationships that people have enough confidence in the authorities to want to call attention to some behavior that is worrisome, even if it involves their own families. But I have to press you, Imam, what do we think these young men were doing in Pakistan? Do we know?
First, we don't know. But I want to put us back into the Nidal Hassan framework that we have been engaged as a community since the Nidal Hassan event in Northern Virginia. So the fact that things are going on, that if you see something that's unusual, that the next steps seem to come more logically now. From the indications of the video that for someone that I know had Awad, who's a fairly balanced guy who would say, I saw something on this video that was disturbing to me. It's sufficient to justify saying it was bad.
Nihal Awad being one of the executive director of CARE, mm-hmm. the Council on American Islamic Relations. So finally, I guess the question that many people would have is that it's important to note that the relationships are working, that parents are concerned enough to go to the authorities if they feel something is amiss. But the other question that arises is, do you feel sort of an ideology of jihadism is taking root among some young people in this country? Do you think that's true as a religious leader, as a leader of students?
I have to say that I think that you're right. As much as we might like to think not, It is probably not pervasive, but it only takes five people to get it wrong out of millions of American Muslims. We have to do better, and obviously we're going to have to do different.
We should talk more about that when
Indeed.
We can. Imam, we have to leave it there for now. For now, Imam Jahari Abdul Malik is Director of Outreach at the Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center in Falls Church, Virginia, and as he reminds us, a former Muslim chaplain at Howard University. Imam was here with us in the Washington, D.C. studios. We thank you again.
Thank you.